Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Me'ila Daf Hey, Me'ila 5b, pagination is 10, counting up from the bottom 5 lines, Taf Shin, Taf Shema. The Gemara over here is aiming to bring a proof to one of the approaches regarding the transition of Kodshei Kodashim from Me'ila to non-me'ila. The principle that we had, which we discussed in the last session, is that once there's a heter lekohanim, there is permission for the kohanim to eat the meat, at that point it's no longer me'ila, and it's subject to other halachas that a kohen can eat and not a non-kohen, but it's not called me'ila. At the end of Dalet Amud Beis, we saw the shaila presented, Heter Shechita Shaninu. Does that transition take place at the time of Shechita? O Heter Zurika Shaninu. Does that happen at the time that it's fitting to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach? O Heter Achila Shaninu. Or does that transition occur at the time that it actually was sprinkled and therefore is permitted to be eaten by the Kohanim? And the Gemara proceeded to bring proofs, different opinions, and that's what this daf is dedicated to, largely to clarifying what time in the process, at what point in the process, this transition takes place. We mentioned earlier in the Masechta that this transition would affect not only Kodshei Kodashim, but also Kodshim Kalim, and we're going to try to keep track of that by the time we're done today's session, in that by Kodshei Kodashim, it's totally forbidden, and then the meat becomes good, non-me'ila, at a certain point, and we're discussing what that point is. Likewise, by Kodshim Kalim, where it's more lenient, different type of karban, and it's not considered me'ila until a certain point that allows parts of the animal to be brought on the mizbeach, the emurin. And at that transition point, there is me'ila uniquely on the parts that are going to be brought on the mizbeach. So the statement of the Gemara is as follows. Tashema, come in here. We're going to try to bring a proof whether it's shechita time, Kabbalah's Hadam time, or Zurika time. Hapigul la'olam mo'alin bo. Pigul is always subject to me'ila. Pigul is when he had the wrong intent at a certain critical time during the processing of the karban. And the Gemara assumes, and it would be worthy to figure out why the Gemara assumes this, but the Gemara assumes lav de'lo zarak. It's talking in a case where there was no zrika. The blood was not yet sprinkled. And that's why there's me'ila by pigul. But had there been a zrika, there would be no me'ila, the Gemara assumes, and that the actual doing zrika would be motzi mi de me'ila, would take it out of the me'ila. Ushma minan, if you follow all of those principles, heter zrika shaninu. Apparently, it would be the zrika that would make it good, and it's only because there was no zrika that it's still in the status of mo'alin. The Gemara retracts, answers, lo, zarka. We're talking in a case where Zurika was done. Umay le'olam, what does it mean always? Hakamash malan, it's teaching us kidrav gidl. The Amar Rav Gidl taught us, Amar Rav in the name of Rav, Zurikas pigul eina motzi mi de mi'ila. The sprinkling of blood from an animal that's been processed as pigul, that Zurika is not going to help us. It's not going to take it out of me'ila. Ve'eno mevi lide me'ila. And likewise, it doesn't bring, in the case of Kodshei Kalim, it doesn't bring the emurim to me'ila, because you're dealing with pigul, a non-kosher carbon being processed. The steps in the process are not going to facilitate any sort of transition at all. Let's take a look at the Mefaresh, five lines up from the bottom, Lo Bizorak, Mairi. It's talking in a case where there was a Zrika done, and uniquely by Pigul, that doesn't work. Vitaima de Pigulhu. And the reason it doesn't work is because it's Pigul. Tzrika di day lo havia klum, because its zrika is not worth anything. La afuke mi me'ila, to take it out of me'ila. Hazrika kishera, but if you were dealing with the zrika by a kosher carbon, mafke mi de me'ila, that's precisely at the zrika when it changes status, as we mentioned yesterday regarding the way the Rambam paskins the opinion of zrika being the transition. Alma heter achila shaninu kid Rabbi Yochanan. It's from the time of Zrika, because that's what makes it permitted to be eaten, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.